Columbia Mobile.
NUE Mobile. Good morning, Dave. How are you, sir?
It's a beautiful day to be outside. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm headed up to the tire store to get me some new tires on this big gray monster I drive. And not excited about what I'm fixing to pay for four tires, but that's okay.
I didn't say anything, but I noticed when we were in Charlotte that it was getting close. But we were talking about something else, and then I forgot.
On it for, the past 2,000-3,000 miles, and I said, well, I'm just going to get every little bit I can out of them, and now it's time.
It's taking out a new mortgage and getting new tires. I got to do that on my car, too, but they're not wore out. They're just not the kind of tires I like, and they're what came on the car back in 2017, and they've only got 15,000 miles on it, so on them, so they're, it's kind of hard to justify going and getting the tires I want with these still having plenty of tread left on them.
Yeah, well, these things are 20-inch tires for this truck, and, boy, they sure are proud of them. $348 a piece, and I'm not happy.
$1,200, that's about what any of mine are nowadays. It's about, you can rest assured it's going to be more than $1,000 to put a new set of shoes on it.
That, and the bigger the tire, the better, you know. I mean, the bigger the tire, the more expensive. But I am kind of excited about it, get changed the tread pattern over a little bit, get something just a little bit more aggressive, and, thing rides pretty rough when the tires get as bald as they are, so I'm looking forward to that nice ride again over.
Right. That is the upside of doing that. When you get in it, you drive off and it feels so much better. Then it doesn't hurt so much in your wallet.
You're exactly right. I guess you've been there and done that too, but this whole thing's so big, it's, tires are, they just take a lot of that shock, or the tread does, I guess. But like I said, I jumped up on the tread too, got something a little bit more aggressive, because kind of struggling down at deer camp at times, so I'm just trying to get something to help me out a little bit over.
The best for that slippery, slopey stuff. I guess Jeeps are a little bit better, but anyway, the truck that I've had, I used to have big trucks all the time. And I'd look at those little cars buzzing around me, and I decided one day, I'd rather have a little car than a big truck. And I switched over, and you know what they say, the grass is always greener on the other side. But so far, so good. I do miss my big trucks every now and then, but I like being able to zip around in a car and, get in and out really quick. Compared to being in the big one where it was always a struggle, right? I kind of enjoy a little car nowadays. Anyway, I'm over here at Gene's. We're getting ready to work with Gene on this antenna. I see he's already started without me. So good talking to you. Maybe I'll catch you later in the day. KO4NUE, W4DJW.
Please tell Gene I said hello. KO4NUE, I'm clear. For FHJ, W4FHJ, KO4NUE. FHJ, KO4NUE. UE, no contact, I'm clear. TJW, KO4NUE. You still in there, Dave? No contact, I'm clear.